Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This is the Adam Carriker Show.
Position right of the quarterback, out of the shotgun, first and 20. Jailbreak screen in the air. It is tipped. It is intercepted by Carriker at the Missouri 21-yard line.
Live from the heart of Lincoln, America, 8-year NFL vet and All-American defensive lineman Adam Carriker.
Shotgun snap to Everidge. He's got the left arm going, and now he's got a whole lot of Adam Carriker, who rips him down inside the 25-yard line.
A 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com. Here is your host, Adam Carriker.
Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show. All right. You know what it is. You're going to hear Husker sports, college football, and sports in general. What you're going to get is unique insight, unbridled honesty. And producer Jake and I are going to have a whole lot of fun in the process. Jake, how you doing, my friend?
Oh, not too bad. I think I'm starting to get through that Husker grieving process we're talking about. I feel a little bit better here on a Tuesday.
All right. Where are you at in the process?
I think I've moved. I'm a little bit moving on, although I will say it doesn't take too long to get there. But now I'm starting to turn my focus on the Michigan State game. And, you know, there's different kind of must-win games. We talk about Michigan being big for the program. This is one of those, like, must-not-lose games, because then all of a sudden you're kind of scrambling.
Wow. First of all, when you said looking ahead to Michigan State, I was like, whoa, that's a little early to be doing so, especially since we got the bye week. Dude, that's not even a topic for today. It wasn't supposed to be, but, you know, this show goes wherever it wants to go every day. Is Michigan State a must win?
I think so.
I got to be honest. I think it entered my brain briefly. Lots of things enter my brain briefly every day, but not a whole lot sticks, if I'm being honest with you. It's in one ear and out the other, in one brain cell and out the other, because I've only got about two of them. So a lot goes in and out, but I hadn't really, like, taken time to think about it. Because like most people, I'm like, we got a bye week. You know? So it was almost like, to me, it slowed down the grieving process because I knew I had more time to grieve, unfortunately. I don't know if I've ever shared this. So my dad is the guy who made me a Husker fan. He didn't even know it. He was born in Hastings, grew up one of the biggest Husker fans I've ever met in my life. In fact, when I was growing up, my mom was not a football fan, not a Nebraska fan. She's actually more of a football Nebraska fan now than she ever was when I was growing up. She hated the fact that I started to play football. She didn't want her will boy get hurt. Here I am 10 surgeries later. It's like my mom was being prophetic there. But I'll never forget, she would tell stories about giving him crap on Thanksgiving Day. You know, way back in yesteryear when Nebraska would play Oklahoma every year on Thanksgiving Day, because he'd be so nervous. He'd be like eating, you know, and the food would literally be falling off his fork and spoon because he'd be so nervous. So anyways, I quickly learned growing up. Pardon me. Let me grab a swig here real quick. I quickly learned growing up that what I could or could not get away with, all right, on a daily basis, especially in the fall, was very closely linked to what happened on Saturday afternoons in Lincoln, Nebraska. I'll never forget, people are going to remember this, and I apologize for bringing it up, but there was one year Nebraska lost to Texas. We had a few too many fumbles in that particular year. Why I remember it is Nebraska had a bye week after that. Dude, that was the longest 2 weeks in the history of the Carriker household. I was walking on already broken eggshells for 2 weeks, and I got in trouble for things that, in my very biased opinion, may not have been fair to get in trouble for. a loss and then a bye week, man, it's just brutal. So anyways, I hadn't really thought about Michigan State yet, just a little bit, like I said, in one brain cell, not my other brain cell. And that was really about it, because I knew I had this extra week to sit here and process Michigan, and then I'd start to look ahead to Michigan State, I don't know, probably Saturday, Sunday, something like that. I want to ask the listeners at home, is Michigan State a must win? Is it a must win? Jake, what's that number?
402-464-5685.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, while we wait for those responses to come in, Adam Carriker Show, what you're going to hear, unique insight, unbridled honesty. Producer Jake and I are going to have a lot of fun in the process. Hour one of the Adam Carriker Show is sponsored by Hamilton Telecommunications, bringing you the latest in quality technology and communication services since 1901. Learn more about their residential and business services at HamiltonTel.com. Have we gotten any responses yet, Jake?
Earthquake Glue says must win. 0628 says 100% yes. Bill and Bennett says Bach is right. I think MSU is a must win too. Dave Braska says yes, it's a must win because it's at home. 0628 says if we lose, our confidence will be shot.
And you said it was a must win, didn't you?
I almost put it as must not lose. But
kind of
yeah,
the same thing.
It is the same thing, but it's just a different way of thinking about it.
So we've heard a couple of reasons as to why. I don't think we have to venture a guess too much, but why do you think it is a must not lose? I guess we're gonna phrase it that way. Why is it a must not lose there, Jake?
Well, I think just as time goes on, this Michigan game, I don't think it's going to be the end of the world like we kind of feel like it is now. Again, 3-point loss, obviously you don't feel great about it, but there were a few games on the schedule we had kind of circled coming into the year. Okay, Michigan, Penn State, certainly USC if they're good. You know, it was kind of one of those kind of ideas, and so those are the top 25 teams on the schedule. Yeah, you want to beat them. Yeah, you want to boost your way up there, and that's been something that's hovering over the program for a long time. But what's really hurt the program is losing these games that they're supposed to win, and really stalling any progress that you can make there. And you know, you think about it, even 2 years ago, Nebraska, before the bowl game that they made last year, 2 years ago, had a chance to win a bowl game with about, what, 3-4 games left in the season.
Yes.
They lose 20-17 to Michigan State.
That's right.
Next week, lose to Maryland. Right now, next two opponents for Nebraska, Michigan State and Maryland.
Oh, how dare you point that out?
So, I mean, it's almost part of it. It's kind of, we've just kind of been through that already. Why'd you point that out? Also, as bad news, Buck, I also want to point out.
I was going to say, strikes again. Go ahead.
Here's another one. Four Matt Rule so far, and this is, I don't know, take this in whatever way you want to. 3 years in at Nebraska, or 2 years in, 2 years in one conference game in, he's lost to Harlan Burnett, Deshaun Foster, and Biff Poggi as three of his conference losses. Now, again, Poggi, maybe it's not a name, so that's still Michigan, right? But that Harlan Burnett one was... That was tough. I mean, remember, Mel Tucker got fired earlier on in the year, and he took over. And so that was kind of the – there's been some bad ones already under the Rule tenure is my point. So, you know, these ones, I don't think there's anything we can assume. I think a lot of people see Michigan State as a solid team, but he can't be outcoached here.
So a coach that's already been fired at UCLA and two coaches who are essentially interim coaches.
Yeah.
And let's be real, Poggi probably cost, not probably, he cost Michigan a touchdown on Saturday, giving us that Hail Mary. I wasn't thrilled the way we were handling things right before half. I got the feeling there was a disagreement maybe between Rule and Holgorsen when we had the ball. Call timeout, don't just run it. Let's try to get in field goal range, maybe score a touchdown. Let's do something. And then all of a sudden, Michigan doesn't call timeout. Rule does something really smart, whether you liked what he was doing before that or not. Personally, I'm an aggressive guy. Let's go get points or try to. The ball's in the hands of... Is Dylan Raiola our best player right now? Probably.
Yeah.
The ball's in the hands of your best player. Let's go do something. If you don't convert, you pin him deep with one of your other best players, the punter. Okay. That's neither here nor there. I mean, he just doesn't call timeout. And Rule's like, you know what? I'm going to let the clock go to zero. Call timeout. Hail Mary touchdown. Thank you very much. Sharon Moore and Biff Poggi. Oh, man.
Did you see Jerome Moore had no comment on that? Because he was asked about where he's watching it from or whatever. And he's
what's
like,
he supposed to say?
Yeah, I wouldn't say anything.
That was the stupidest thing I've ever seen. I should have been there. Oh, wait, I chose not to be there. Again, that was part of the reason I picked Nebraska. We were fresh. They were banged up. On our home field, they're obviously on the road. True freshman quarterback, we haven't experienced one. They didn't have their head coach. Not having their head coach cost them at least a touchdown.
That's additional frustration, too.
I know.
Still, the fact they didn't bring their head coach. I was disrespected all offseason, and now they just walk away. They're like, whatever, we'll never think about it again.
That's why I'm not talking 14 million words a minute right now. It's just, You hit me with so much right out of the gate.
Oh, sorry, yeah.
No, it was great. It was great. You're forcing my two brain cells to think here. All right, so let's look. I do agree. Michigan State is a must-not-lose game. We're just going to keep phrasing it that way. I just like it. Must-not-lose game. For multiple reasons. Number one, we're 0-2 in the Big Ten. And some fans might be like, do we really think we were going to do a lot? Like, are we going to be in Indy? Well, first of all, you never know. Okay, but yeah, you don't want to be 0-2 in the Big Ten. Do you realize that to get to my magical 8 wins that I was asking for, you know, our predicted 9, okay? My magical 9, we just have to go 5-4 in the Big Ten, just be just over 500 and win the bowl game to get to 9. Or you can be 4-5, you can be under 500 in the Big Ten and win the bowl game and get to 8 wins. Have you even thought about that?
I haven't thought about it as far as conference record.
Because we started out 3-0.
Yeah.
I had not thought about the coaches you named a minute ago. That's all right, though. We got a bye week. Jake is clearly moving quicker through the grieving process than I am. Already looking ahead to Michigan State. Phenomenal job, by the way. Somebody pointed out, I forget which texter, the confidence. I think right now you can, and Matt Rhule said, and that's why I put it in the headline of the show today, I don't want to act like we were just a play or two away, which is why I was like, how far away does Matt Rhule think we are? I think what he's really saying, if we act like we were just a play or two away, hey, it's not that big a deal. Let's go do a normal bye. We have things we need to get better at. And I think that's the point of emphasis he wants to make. Like, no, guys, we lost by 3. We're technically one play away. Let's not act like that because we got things we got to get better at that are worth more than just one or two plays or 3 points in a game. It was a 3-point game. And I spent a lot of yesterday's show talking about it was a 3-point game, despite what everyone wants to say. Oh, they were dominated. Oh, they were manhandled up front. We were manhandled up front, but it was still a 3-point game, which is actually kind of impressive. I mean, at times you felt like we were playing like 6-on-11. And I'm not trying to be rude, but that's what it felt like. Which kind of makes it impressive what we were able to do offensively. We got to get better in the trenches. Or 4-5, 5-4 in the Big Ten. That might be harder than I could have imagined it would be. And I think that's what Rhule's saying is, yes, we were within 3 points, guys. In this press conference yesterday, he goes, I don't want to act like we were just a play or two away. I think he's saying we were a play or two away on Saturday, but it's a long season. And he might view it as we are more than just a play or two away from winning the amount of games that we need to. And we need to get better now. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. I think, you know, and part of it, too, I think is you might be a play or two away from Michigan. There's some better teams in this conference. But the other thing is, and I wonder, it's tough because everybody's kind of been phrasing it or thinking about it differently. And a lot of people are saying Nebraska, you know, this close to getting blown out or whatever. The way that they were dominated and somehow was able to overcome it and make that a closer game. Again, part of that 3-point loss is one thing. You scored late to make it a 3-point, like you went to the onside kick thing. But if Michigan plays Nebraska again, what's your confidence level? You get the same result, because that's where I'm a little bit more concerned is this fixable against a level of a team like Michigan?
Because now other teams have this on tape and they have a blueprint.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit Hims.com/Hail Mary. That's Hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. Hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
They have a blueprint. So I went ahead and I looked at our next three opponents. Do you think we'll be favored in all three games?
It depends on what happens in the first one. But as of right now, I would think so.
So it's Michigan State, Maryland, Minnesota. They're a combined 9-2 on the season so far. Just throwing that out there. Now, they didn't go and play the Giants, the Patriots, and the Bills in their preseason, in their non-conference, which is kind of treated like the preseason right now. But they did play teams like Boston College and USC so far. They played teams like Wisconsin. All right, Cal, actually, Minnesota had one of the best defenses in the country. And they're still a good defense. But statistically, they were like number one in points allowed, et cetera, et cetera. A Cal beats them 27-14, which kind of surprised me. Do you remember Cal lost their top five running backs to the transfer portal? Do you recall that from the offseason?
I do remember that. And then the other thing is last week, so I thought, okay, maybe Cal's not too bad. They got shut out by San Diego State. It was like 34-0 or something.
I have no idea what to make of the Cal Bears.
Yeah. That means for Minnesota.
I know. I don't pay a lot of attention to them. Maybe that's part of the reason. Yeah. I'm like, how do you get beat 34-0 by San Diego State? And then you go out and you drop 27 on Minnesota, who was the number one overall defense in the country at the time, beat them by 13 points. And whether you like or dislike PJ Fleck or not, he's a good football coach. His antics drive some people nuts. His lack of wearing socks with dress shoes just amazes me and how he doesn't get blisters. That's my biggest takeaway, dude. I get blisters so quick. All right. Anything else from the text line? We pretty much established that Michigan is a must not lose game. Anything else from the text line? Michigan State.
Let's see here. Ted says, is 8 wins enough, though, for this season to be considered successful?
Yes. I've said that all offseason. Have I not been consistent with that, Jake?
Yeah.
We're here in 10-2, and we're here in college football playoff. That's phenomenal. Dude, I cannot tell you how happy I would have been had we beaten Michigan. I cannot tell you how happy I will be if we're 4-1 after beating Michigan State, to be honest with you. Because that is now officially dubbed a must-not-lose game. And we will probably, especially if we beat Michigan State, be favored in our next 4 games. Northwestern has a sub-500 record. So I stopped at the next 3 because I was trying to make a point that their combined record was 9-2 over the next 3 games. Maryland, man. You know, that team looks good every year, the first 6 games of the year. I never know what to make of them, though.
I think their coach, Mike Loxley, who every year I'm going, I don't know, maybe hot seat type talk. He's got like some crazy streak of their non-con. They win every year. You're right. They have like a 16 or 21, or I can't remember what the record is, but they've won so many different non-con games in a row. It's among the nation's lead.
And I don't know what to make of their most recent win, 27-14 over Wisconsin, because I don't know, Wisconsin seems really bad. And they got that schedule coming up, too. I mean, them in Florida, they might just throw in the white t-shirt now and say, we're going to start recruiting and hit the transfer portal. We're good for this year. I mean, my goodness. But yeah, Maryland, they look pretty good, but they do a lot of times. And then in the last half of the year, you know, they end up 8-4 after starting like 6-0. So I don't know what to make. I think what does catch my attention about them this year, and has had me paying attention since day one is their true freshman quarterback is legit. If he's not playing us, exciting and fun to watch. And he makes plays with his legs. Our next two opponents have quarterbacks who will run. Aiden Childs averages 10 carries a game. He's a talented dude. Maryland's true frosh QB. He can run. He can make plays. So we'll see what happens. This is why in the preseason, when people are like, check mark win. I'm like, what? Like, you don't know what's going to happen. You don't know what these teams are going to look like. We're four games in, and I still don't know what to make of Maryland. I know they're exciting to watch so far, and the thing that really catches my attention about them is their quarterback. He's also a true freshman. Can we take advantage of that? We just played a true freshman quarterback. Truth be told, though, Underwood played fine. He didn't make the big mistake that you're trying to force a true freshman or confuse a true freshman into making. He had the one 37-yard touchdown run where the only thing that touched him was oxygen. But, I mean, he didn't do a lot through the air, completed 52% of his passes. But you couldn't force him into that big mistake that you're hoping. They didn't have to. Michigan could just run the ball. All right. Anything else off the text line?
Yeah, a few different thoughts here. 0778 says Michigan State's not just a must-win game. It's how did we win type of game. So interesting to break that
down.
Do
you agree with that right now? Do you agree?
I mean, I think it could look not necessarily.
No, I don't agree with that.
I think you just get a win.
Yes. Go ahead. You and I are on the same page.
Yeah.
If we win 3-2 or 101-100, first of all, that'd be amazing. I don't care. Or if it's 50-2, I don't care. Just get a win. It is a must not lose game officially.
Now, if they give up 250 yards rushing, I understand what he's saying. Like it can look ugly, and you could have bigger concerns.
Yeah,
but
that's fair.
I already have those concerns.
Yeah, like, that's true.
I don't know.
That's true. Do the concerns become bigger? I think is what he's saying.
Yeah.
Like, because they're there. Can we lessen the concerns because we got better during the bye week, at least a little bit, okay? Or do the concerns just widen because now you're in Big Ten play and now you're facing Big Ten teams with Big Ten O-lines and team. Big Ten teams win in the trenches. That's where Big Ten teams win. So, okay, I still am going to say I don't know if this sounds ridiculously obvious. Winning the game is by far the most important thing. But if we go out and we give up 250 rushing yards, we're still going to be 4-1, but we're going to be like, all right, who's next and what do they got in the backfield and up front? So that's a fair point. Go ahead, Jake.
Yeah, and then too, I think it's just like for battling for your positioning in the Big Ten, right? If you come out that loss against Michigan, and I saw some polls, they didn't drop you in the power rankings, right? It's like, okay, well, that's kind of what you expected. A 3-point loss to Michigan, who's right, you know, ranked right above Nebraska or thought to be right above Nebraska. So I get it. If you struggle against Michigan State and Michigan State's maybe lower on the totem pole and maybe you eke out a win, it's still like, all right, well, Nebraska seems to be sliding here. But again, to me, nice to win those Michigan games would be huge for the program. But Nebraska needs to start winning these games. And to your point earlier, you look at Michigan State, Maryland, and Minnesota. I mean, 3-0 would be fantastic. It's what people are expecting. It's what we want, right? But how many Nebraska teams over the last 10 years has been able to do that with that type of schedule? I would say not many. I'm not sure of any.
Is that what you expect? The next 3 weeks, 3-0. Northwestern's the least good of those four. So are we expecting 4-0 over the next 4 weeks?
I think at this point you have to totally be able to expect to beat Northwestern and UCLA left on the schedule. But the next 3 weeks, I don't think at this point I necessarily expect it. I wouldn't be shocked if they did. I think they've shown improvement. They've looked good, but there were enough troublesome signs in those games to think, you know, Nebraska's just not hovering over Minnesota or Maryland or Michigan State. I think they're, you know, they might have a slight edge, but they're not way better.
You know what? I got a tier chart in front of me I was going to talk about. This is based on week four performances. All right. Tier one, tier two, tier three, tier four, and tier five is awful. Okay. So the poor performance in tier one, Indiana, they're the only one in there. The massacre in Bloomington was just something else. You know, Illinois was number 9 in the country, right? Yeah. Do you realize that? Yeah. By the way, guess who's in tier five awful? It is Illinois and Wisconsin.
Yikes.
All right, so tier two is based on week four performance, was USC, Michigan, Washington, Maryland, Iowa, Oregon. So we haven't seen Nebraska or Michigan State yet. This is not my tier ranking, by the way. So this is a completely independent Big Ten body. Tier three, And they marked this as, so tier one was elite. Tier two was questionable. Tier five, we talked about already, was labeled as awful. Tier three, we're going to go back to that because I haven't told you who's in it. Questionable is Michigan State, Purdue, Rutgers, and that's it. So we are technically rated a tier four according to these people. And it's just us in tier four, concerning, which I think is very fair. It's very fair to call it concerning. So we'll see. You know, you look at previous tiers because they kind of come out with these tier performances after each and every game. There's been weeks where we were up at the top. Like, people are going to roll their eyes when I say this, but we played them, Houston, Christian, Akron. Okay. I think after week, the first Cincinnati game, we were tier two. Michigan State's always been within one tier of us. So to get back to the what a successful season would be, I would hear 10-2. I would hear college football playoff. I'm like, man, you never know. I mean, who saw Indiana coming last year? Who saw Indiana coming again this year? Who's going to be Indiana this year? Well, it's going to be Indiana again. Frickin' Kurt Cignetti. Oh, good Lord. I said, for me, I predicted 9-3 because I was sipping the Kool-Aid. I was not chugging it, but I was sipping it. Admittedly, I've talked about it. I want to sip the Kool-Aid. I want to have something positive to look forward to. I do. I also try to be unbiased. I try. I try the best I can. But I said 8-4 is success, and here is why. Because it's 7 wins is the most wins we've had in 9 years, a year ago. Okay. So if we get 8, that's now the most amount of wins we've had in, what, 9, 10 years. Let's just keep going up. So at some point, we got to be 15-0. Just to be clear, if we keep going by this scale. But I was like, no, let's just keep going. Because if we win less than 7, we've gone backwards. I don't know how anybody under God's hot sun could say that that is a success, or if we win 7 again, that means we're 7-6 at the end of the year, which is barely over 500. Wasn't it Rule 2 games under 500 for his tenure at Nebraska here when the season started? Because if we're 7-6, that means we didn't get better from last year versus what was preseason ranked the worst or easiest schedule in the Big Ten. And if I'm right, I know he was under 500 as Nebraska's head coach. It was either 1 or 2 games. That would mean he's still under 500 3 years in, which is not what anybody wants. But I can't define that as successful. So for me, I was like the bottom of the barrel of what I would consider a success, not jumping for joy. Success is 8 games because we're getting better.
Yeah, so he's 12-13 coming into the year.
Now so he'd be exactly 500.
He's 15-14 now. They're 3-1.
But if we finish 7-6.
Oh, yeah, I see what you're saying.
Because he was one game under, yeah, we'd be one game over, during the season. He'd be exactly 500 after 3 years. So even 8 wins, we put him over 500. Good Lord, the barometer and the goalposts have moved over the past 20 years. But my point is that's why I said 8-4, because that was my bare minimum of successful. I'm not going to jump for joy. If we won 9 games or more, things that used to get Nebraska coaches fired, I would jump for joy because the goalposts have changed, and hopefully we can get them going the other direction. We got to take a break. I ain't planning on talking about any of that bad news, Bob. Does what I just said make sense?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, going back, we say it all the time. It's what your preseason predictions are. A lot of times will decide how bad you're feeling after these losses and stuff. So, yeah, I mean, if I think Nebraska's on pace, they look better. I think they're still on pace for 8 wins. But again, all that is considered when you think, okay, well, you got to probably win 2 of these next 3 then, and preferably 3.
So when I predicted us to win 9 games, because that was my official prediction, was 9-3. I predicted 4-0. So I already missed. But I also said there's a 4-game stretch where we're going to be favored in every game. Probably. Michigan State, Maryland. Who's after that? We've been talking about it. Minnesota, thank you. And Northwestern. And I said, when's the last time Nebraska won every single game they're supposed to? So I said, somewhere along the way, there's the odds are we stub our toe. The ball is weird shaped. It bounces funny. It doesn't bounce our way. So I said 7-1 going into November and then batting 500 in November, which is obviously when we play Penn State, Iowa, USC, and now whatever's left of UCLA. So that was my 9-3. If you look at it now, if we beat every team that we're supposed to and we lose to every team that we're going to be an underdog to, that means we would beat Michigan State. We'd beat Minnesota. We'd beat Maryland. We'd beat Northwestern. We'd lose to USC. We would have lost to Michigan. We'd lose to Penn State. I don't know if we'll be favored or not. Let's just say we're favored. We're at home. They're winning games 3-2, although they just dropped a record-setting Iowa high score of an all-time of 38 on Rutgers, a game we both got wrong. That would put us at 8-4, 9-3. Just beating the teams that we're supposed to. Not even beating anyone in an upset. Can we avoid losing to teams that we should beat over the next month? All right, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Life is unpredictable. But preparing for the unexpected shouldn't be. Take ownership of your life planning with Policy Genius to help your loved ones have a financial safety net in case something happens to you. They offer life insurance policies starting at just $276 a year for $1 million in coverage. Don't wait for life to make other plans. Protect your family today. Head to policygenius.com. That's policygenius.com.